Ready?
I did the same thing you did. That one?
Yeah, yeah.
That one.
Yeah.
I did that.
Turned it on and
only
did it
twice.
Okay, you say that.
I just wanted to point out something about the assay of Behemoth Tehera and whatever. It's interesting, okay?
Myra's 5'2"?
About 2:02. It's about 2 minutes to.
All right. Well,
and usually doesn't start on time. It's about
time
9.
What time do you want me to?
We can start. I left my thing here also. We'll just see where we're standing and we'll stop.
Okay.
Okay. We said that basically, according to the Rambam, in Sefer Mitzvahs, the mitzvah is the diyun and the chakira in the simonim. We pointed out the loshonis, correct? And we said even if it's loima, it doesn't mean loima. It's kiyuv the din. Just 1 second. Okay, now, interesting, Ram Hilchos Machos Asuas also, I assume, the same thing. I said it's a Deya, it's not a Pu'ula. And that's Rambam in Mitzvah Se Leida, Simonim Shem Avdil and Bohen, Bein Behemah V'chaya V'yoyf, V'dogim. And he says, but he quotes the mitzvah, different mitzvah. In Sefer Mitzvah, the mitzvah is a tochlu, right? And he learns, without them, Kilo explains it, okay? In Mishneh Torah, the Ram says the mitzvah is without them. You look. Mitzvah sasei perik alvah uzmachos asuz aloch alef. Mitzvah sasei leida simonim shemabdilim bohen Bein behema v'chaya v'oif v'dogim v'chagovim shemuta l'ochon u'bein she'ein muta l'ochon shenema v'ibdaltem bein behema tehera l'tmei u'bein oif atomei l'toho v'nema l'havdil bein atomei u'bein atoho bein achaya ne'echeles u'bein achaya lo shelo se'ochel. So it's a whole different story. The mitzvah is the Havdalah. It's not that Havdalah is an explanation of the Teichu. So I would have said according to this, that it's very clear that it's not Ki'ilu, there's no symmetry between the asay and the isasay, because the mitzvah is the chavdolah, okay, and the isa is achila, so l'chayra is no symmetry at all, okay. If l'chayra it's tochlu and you do it through avdolah, maybe you can start thinking about it. The mitzvah is the chavdolah.
But you said even the other way, you didn't understand it was...
I don't understand it, but I can start hearing it, okay? The in the beginning of Machos Asuras, that is the mitzvah's livdok. So you could imagine mitzvah's pu'ula. In Mishneh Torah itself, in Hilchos Machos is leida. But if it's livdoik, you can talk about it. But if the mitzvah is livdoik, so any time you eat that which is tmeya, you didn't do bedika. So maybe the eating of something which there was no kin bedika, that's an isasay. So it could be such a thing. But there's no hechach. Because if the mitzvah is livdoik, the isa is not to be boiling, but it's not an isachila. In other words, even if you say it, It means through the achil. It's not that it's macholos asuris by eating it. It's just that by eating it, I'm not mekayim the aseh. The emes says, the Ravid says, on the word livdoik, in mitzvah se kuf mem tes, he says, om avlom, kol livdoik, ein lehem tam, el mishum lava bo mechal se ase. So it's only is ase. Interesting, the mitzvah is called livdoik, but the Ram says the pasuk is called tzipoteher teichlu. Livdoik b'simoni chagov mleida toho min atomei leida, and the mitzvah asher lo kraim, the mitzvah kufnim beis is livdoik. Bedogim as zetechlu kol shemamayim, and then, however, in mitzvah it's livdek b'simoni behema v'chayil lahavda ben tmeil teira livdek b'simoni oif lahavda ben atomator livdek lahavdil livdek is lahavdil. Okay. Comes the sefer chinuch and says Vayafoichu. The whole thing's not true. And it's actually symmetry. Chinuch smitzes asei kuf mitzvah kuf nun gimel. Mitzvah kuf nun gimel. Mitzvah bedikas simoni behemu v'chaya. Shinitz tavinu livdoik b'simoni simoni behemu v'chaya kishinirtze lechol mehem. V'oivu oleho v'loi bodak el shiro'o bo simro echod v'somoch olov v'ochal mimeno v'af al pi shemotza achake shehetir shehetir ochal bitla sei ze shobedikas simon. He eats it, but he doesn't do the bedikah before. He walks into a restaurant, and they show him one simon. And he realizes one simon's time and the other one's there. And he eats it. He's mevatel yaseh. V'oivu leh loy bodlik el shiroh b'simon re'echa v'somoch Allah Allah v'ochal mimenu. The din is to be semech without bedika, but the is not the achila. Right? And then once you have that, it could be symmetrical. But I don't know if you get the problem. The question is, what's the is say? The is say there's an assay and a lois aseh and tmeya, and it's an isa achila, or it's just you're not, it's a bittel from the mitzvah from bedika. So l'cheira, if you're learning like, if you say it's a lava bo mechal aseh, and it's bedika, so the guy would have to come to the same clues in the chinuch. Well, there's no kiyum. It's eating without bedika. Okay. So then, l'cheira, if you rely on reiv, okay, for example, tuna that comes, and it's roiv that have simonim. Okay. But you don't do a bedika to see if this one has simonim. That's the problem. You didn't do bedika.
Okay.
If the problem is just eating the tame,
I didn't eat tame. Shomo Yisrael, maybe. It could be I wasn't mekayim the asay. I wasn't mekayim the asay of bedika. Okay, but there's no isa asay over here. The question is the isa asay, the symmetry of the mitzvah asay, or something else. What's the whole business of tuna? Can you rely on roiv? Do you need bedikas?
Different between the OU and the
Badatsim. Okay, good. But that's the question. But here, but I'm just telling you,
it's not a simple thing.
I'm not saying it's simple. I'm saying according to the Rambam, you're not Mekayim. Whether you violate, according to the Chinuch, it's an Isasei, and according to the Rambam, it could be you're not Mekayim the Asei. But the Asei is Livdak. L'chol is no Avdolah relying on the Rav. Okay? So that was the first point, okay? So I just wanted to tell you, you know, just what the Rambam says and other thing. And the emes is the machlokes in the Magid Mishnah and the Chinuch, kilu, whether you say the symmetry or not symmetry. I don't know, Lashon Rambam is mashma, that it's not symmetrical. The mitzvah is the bdika, and the isa is the achila from Teichlo. That's what I would have told you. But I can't tell you for sure, that's what I would have said. You say that? That's a very clear issue. But really, you know, the question is, when you say over basay, does it mean that the mitzvah asay is the symmetry of this? Or it's or there's no relationship. It's only a raya that the mitzvah asay. What the mitzvah asay is, you have to evaluate each one on its own. That's what I was telling you. Okay? Next. Now, I just want to go back. I don't know that I start talking to you about the mitzvah of dinim and the various dinim for chayv l'mazik. Did I talk about it last week? Okay. So what I want to do is discuss in general what dinim are, okay, or what mitzvahs the mitzvah required tzibur or not, okay. So if you look in Cherish Shemini, Pashas and Cherish Shemini, and it's a very strange thing, I don't want to get involved in that. The Ram starts off, if you read it, it's mamash one of the strangest Shurashim that I ever saw, the strangest thing I ever saw in Ramam and Halacha Sefer. What he does is, you know, if you want to prove what a mitzvah is, you quote the Chachmei Mesira and prove what a mitzvah is and what not a mitzvah is. No. He starts with the language that the word mitzvah means in language. And he's trying to prove the language mitzvah means a tzivui. Okay? And he quotes verbatim one of the Arab scholars who wrote a pirush on Aristotle. And he talks about what language is all about and what language in Arabic is about. And the Ram quotes him verbatim. There's a verbatim quote in Cherish Shemini, which you won't find over here very clearly. But he even told me the name of the guy. I found out, you know, I found out exactly where it is. It's not in the gay now. But the quote if he has it now. It's a quote. Oh, here it is. I don't know. He has quotation marks here, but I don't know. He has also here. Beteras v'kva hiskiu zeis hamadabuim beteras igoyon v'omu v'loshin zeh. Oto zokter. Avolat tzivu v'asholah ein lehem v'loshin ha'arovi shem ha'kolulom. There's no general phrase in English as a command. Okay? There's no generic term for the word command in Arabic. And that's what he's trying. See, the problem is really, the Cherish Shemini is not really a problem per se. He's writing in Arabic, and he wants to explain, you need a command. And there's just no generic word in Arabic for command. So he started to explain why he's working so hard, because in the Arabic language, he quotes some Arabic scholar. There's no such word. It's not only that he's missing something. It's the Agaya Dokta Yen is Doktaze. Okay? Well, the Fiko Chutzrachnu, the Korom, Gam Shneim, B'Shem Echod Mehem, Vuat Sivui. And that's what the Arabic scholar says, that we call it a command, but it really is not, it's not a really generic term in Arabic for both of them. Okay. Hine nisboil khosh as ho min yanatsivu em yuf semes lo shna govish mes las ho he milas loyin whatever he goes on and on and on. But the khir is the general underlying assumption that a mitzvah is a tzivui, and it's just there's a positive tzivui and a negative tzivui, okay? So then, once you accept that, all the Rambam really is using Sherish Shmini for, to tell you that when the Torah says lo, it's not a raya, that it's an ashora, because lo could mean a sipur, ba'alma. It's just a story. I didn't do something. I didn't drink a cup of tea. It's not an ashora. But if he says lo yisrocha adam, that's an ashora, okay? So really his interest is in Lo Yisaseh, but you would assume it applies to Mitzaseh also. The question is it symmetrical also? If you're talking about the word Tzivui, what the Tzivui means in language, and you come at the conclusion about it, I would assume that it's symmetrical. So then it becomes very strange, because you open the Rambam from Reish Lamed Vav, Mitzaseh Reish Lamed Vav, to the end of Sefer Mitzvah. You have it? Okay. Now, you can also start, if you want, really, you can go from Reish Lamed Hey, but I'm starting Reish Lamed Vav, okay? We'll go back to Reish Lamed Hey later. Okay. What's Reish Lamed Vav? Hatzivui shnistavinu b'din chayvu b'chaveiro. Reish Lamed Zayin. Hatzivui shnistavinu b'din hashor. Reish Lamed Ches. Hatzivui shnistavinu b'din abo. Reish Lamed Tes. Hatzivui shnistavinu b'din agenei. Reish Mem. Hatzivit shnavinu b'din ha-hever. Ki yavir ish sode o cherem. Okay? Reish mem alef. Hatzivit shnavinu b'din ha-voro. Ki seitzei esh. Reish mem beis. Hatzivish Navino Bedin Shemachinum. Reish Mem Gimel. Hatzivish Navino Bedin Noise Socho. Vesoicher. Reish Mem Dalin. Hatzivish Navino Bedin Shoyo. Reish Mem Hey. Hatzivish Navino Bedin Mekro Memka. Reish Mem Vob. Hatzivish Navino Bedin Toyim Venitan. Reish Mem Zain. Hatzivish Navino Bedin Hatzivui. Lahatzil hanirdif miyaragaydif lahogor. So here, lachayra is a change. Okay? Reish memches. Ashtirish is tavino medini nachlis. Okay? And that's it. That's ramach. Okay? So except for Reish mem zayin, Reish Lamed Hey until the end is all dinim, correct? And not to be surprised, even though the translation over here is Atzivu Shnitztavinu, in the original Arabic it's Shirana. In every single one of them, except for Yesh Mem Zayin is Alma. And that's exactly what you would expect it. What?
Well, mistranslation, it uses Shehorano instead. It doesn't always use Sibrano.
What?
In this translation,
yeah,
most of them says Shitsivanu, but sometimes it says Shehorano.
Okay, so what? But whatever it is, this is not a proper, Kapach is not correct, and this is also not correct. But I'm telling you, in every single one, you can see exactly what the word is. It's Al-Tashriya, Al-Shrana. Each single one of them is Shrana. Shrana, 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 Shrana. Except for Meresh Mem Zayin. Okay? That's very nice, correct? So it's Mamish. Oh. So the mitzvah l'chayre is, so I told you the word Shrana is kilo hiro'o. It's a teira. It's a teira. That's the word teira is also shirano. Okay? It's a hiro. But not necessarily tzivu. Okay? So it's a ro, the din of chavromazik, or hiro from the din of shor, and hiro from the din of say shem echinam, shem esacha, whatever it is. Okay? So let's take, for example, Leish Lamed Vov. So L'chayr over here, you have a major problem, okay? Because the Rambam is ready to put Shiran in the Minyan HaMitzvahs, and Shiri Shmini seems to say that you need a tzivui. The Rav used to say over my father that it's Cholok Bet Misaydino Mitzaseh Mitzaseh. The Mitzaseh is in Yoni Ateri, doesn't require a tzivui. But mitzvah used to say is a tzivui. And interesting, even though he used to say it over from father, Lamaisi is, he himself wrote a letter, which we didn't publish, which he writes this he said to father, and not quoting father. So it's very strange. And he once said, just to make the plot thicken, he once said in the Shi'uim in Krisus, it was in the Sugya, from Atem Kuyim Odom Ve'ena Agoyim Kuyim Odom, he was talking about the family and the honesty of family. He says, I want you to know that our father, Rab Chaim, the honesty of Rab Chaim, the honesty of father, or whatever it is. So he said, whenever he's Mesupik, if it was his or father's, he's always attributed to father. So maybe this is an example of that. I really don't know. But he used to say Keseda when he learned with the Sefer HaMitzvahs. He used to say this from father. And to my surprise, working on the Igusa grid, I found this letter, which was not published, whatever reason it was. The subject of the letter was a discussion of Mitzvah Se Aleph, the mitzvah from Leida, or Lahamin, about Elohim, which the Bahag doesn't count in Minyan HaMitzvahs, and the Rabban's Hasoga on it. And that was the issue. And Kilu said that the Rambam doesn't have to be a tzivui, but it could have been Yif Miyane Ateira. Okay? The Seder.
What about Shurshi? Shurshi says that it has to be a Deya or a...
Yeah, but he talks about Deya. He's talking mitzvahs in general like that. Well, you want to know how the mitzvahs go down to Deya and this and that and that. How the mitzvahs go down, okay? The truth is, that's an interesting issue, okay? You want to say it should be a problem, since the Rambam says, one second, let's just check that out. Da, she called Sivri Atero v'azor aseho. You see, you're correct. See, what you say is very good kasha, but you see, it's interesting. There was no need for the Rambam to commit himself to this.
You could say the kasha.
Okay, he asked the kasha, he just points out, the Rambam says, da,
shekol tzivoy ha-teira v'azhoreho. Okay. See, here it says Arashia, but that's referring to Torah. And it says Omar. So it's a Tzivui and V'Noahira. Here, that's the Azhara, okay? Is split into four types. There's what he calls Hashkofa, which you can call Deya. There's Ma'asim, which you call Pulais, whatever you want. Mida is V'dibo. V'dibo, okay? So the emphasis is, okay, I'll explain to you something over here. Why is the Rambam telling us this? It's not, you know, it's not Kilav Sadigain or whatever it is. It's Mitzvah Sichlia, it's this type of Mitzvah. What does it do with Cherish Chi? What in the world are you talking about? So the answer is, what the Rambam says, he's introducing Cherish Chi. He really doesn't need it for us, say. It's a Shtikl Teira in Lois HaSeh. And he's explaining, when do you say Kefa Alavim or not? Okay. So he wants to tell you that if, and the Torah says Kefa Alavim, Alavim for Chizik, to say it's a Chomadik Isa, whatever. The question is, how do you decide if it's a different Inyan or not? So he says, if the Lav, both of the Lavim are both Pulais, or both of the Lavim are both Midas, are both of them are Dibor, or both of them are this, so then it's Kefal. But if one would be Dibor, and one would be a Pula, or one would be this, it would be a different type of thing, then L'Chayr, it's a separate Lav. That's what he's explaining. That's what the discussion is over. Otherwise, Chotner came shot. To Zokter, okay? So L'Chayr, since his interest, really, is discussing Kefal Lavim, he says like this. But the truth is, he uses it for mitzvah say also. But he's not. It's not his point over here, because the main point over here in Cho's test is to discuss Lav Shabakolis and Kefa Alavim, but he's also saying in mitzvahs, because look at it again, even though it's not necessary, he doesn't. V'chein mitzvah, mitzvah oisona ba'asiyah misuyemis. That's it. Each time he says, "Oh, she tazi oisano mleis deya," he says, "Kugoi mashi tivino ladas hashkofas hayichud." So there's an asay, and sometimes a loisa say, but each of these things are pulois or deis, whoever they are. Okay. So you're right. If a mitzvah say, you see, that's the question. If a mitzvah say is just a din, so the question is, what is it? It's an inyan ha-teira, it's not a deya. So why should you have to assume the mitzvahs are subsumed in these categories? Okay, correct. You can throw that in also. You're 100% right. But the whole show is ches, l'chayr, that's pointing to this. So now, let's open up for a second to Reish Lamed Vav. This one is all very interesting. I just want to give you, this the better draka, just to understand what's going on. Reish Lamed Vav, okay? So the Rambam is like this. Hatzivu shnitztavino, which is the Shurano, Bedin chayvah b'chaveirai. V'hu omro yis'al v'chirivun anoshim v'hik ish esre'eyu. V'heilehem hanikroyim hanikroyim dine knosis. Okay, very nice, dine knosis. U'kvar ne'mar posik ha'kilo mishpatei kol dine knosis om yis'al kashe osa Kenye ose loy. Kashi also, Kenye ose loy. Okay? Now here's something very important. Here is the chatzivui. Okay, isn't there? Ka'asher osa, ken yi'osa loy. Okay. And it says, it's a posik akilo. Okay. Hakavone b'zeh. This is the, no. See, couldn't appreciate what he's talking about, okay? There's no reason in the world the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos has to have the discussion. Because you have to keep in mind the discussions in Sefer HaMitzvos are basically limited to, is it a mitzvah, is it not a mitzvah? Maybe to define the mitzvah a little bit. But dealing with the mitzvah, how it expresses itself, that is not the Rambam's agenda in Sefer HaMitzvos. So what he's trying to do is explain what the mitzvah is, how it's a mitzvah. V'akavona b'zeh, sheloichim mimamoinoi, ma shepogeya boy, kidei ma shepoga b'chaveiroi. It's a shi'urim. How much b'gei chaveiroi, we take his moment away. And that's, kashi also, kein yeose loi, kamoi shebo'o b'kabolo. You know what he's doing over here? Kabbalah is the chunklus. It's not unklus. But Kabbalah, he's talking about the Pirush Mekumen Moshe Rabbeinu. The tachas is mamoin, not hammering Abbey's cold. Lachman Litzlan. Kashet. It's pogay. It's the mamoin. It's sheer mamoin. That's Baba Kabbalah. See, every word. The Kabbalah, it's the Pirush Mekumen. Or dosk men the Meseris Moshe. Or pshat and posik is mamoin. Okay? V'afilu bishoy b'uvad hari elu poigin boy b'memoinoi kidei oise erich. Even if there's no physical violence, there's psychological warfare, bullying is also kashi osa kei osa loy. Okay? The dash it didn't cross the elu kulam niske odom beodom, v'chein im sheizika behema es odom oy es a behema hine lo yodun behem v'yifsek el bezdin hasmuchim be'erit Yisrael. So he's basically telling you who's mechuyev, and the mitzvah is to be pesek, and that's what it goes in all the dinei knosos, is kasha osa kei osa loy. So he, L'chaira, is coming out to explain what the mitzvah is. The mitzvah is, the Kvanem, our Pasuk Mishmah, they call it a Kvanem, is Kasha Osekei Yoseloi, Yakavonim, Zeloikhin, the Zel, this is the Hero'o, this is the Hero'o, Lodun B'dine Knosses. And the different types of Dine Knosses, and each parasha tells you what the different ones are. Okay. It's very interesting. She don't need tzivui mamish. The law is good enough. And even though there's a law clawless.
What's the difference between
tzivui
and
sarah?
Kashi,
yeah, you're a
sarah. You have to do it.
But what?
Why
are
we not
going to miss it? No. You see, excuse me, I'm sorry. Let's even go again. I'll show you. What's It'll be okay. Just let me just show you something. Maybe I said a wrong word, but whatever it is, it's okay. Now, here it is. He says. Here he says. Yeah. He doesn't say, he just says there's a posik akil called Dine Knos. He doesn't say what it is, okay? The posik might be tzivui, okay? But each one of them by themselves is only a hero. Okay? So, I could have imagined, okay? And this is a very interesting thing. Let me start off and tell you what I said. Once he might apply it over here. If you remember,
I told you in Simon in Sherish Yudbeis. Go back to Sherish Yudbeis. It's the same type of thing, but it's a different twist on it. Okay, but it's also just looking at words. So look at Sherish Yudbeis here. Ram does an amazing thing. He starts Sherish Yudbeis, and he says Yedua Sheish Nitzavinu Lasev Maisa Mesuyim, and it has many halakim in it. And the Torah is Mavaya the Bio Echas HaMaisa, correct? Okay. So, you know what the word Sivui is? Okay. Nirsha. Shrano. Okay. So it means they might, you see, here it's the opposite, okay? For example, Teres Achatos, okay, and Teres Eilo, each one have in it many chalokim, and each one's a tzivui. The tzivui from Shechita, and a tzivui from Zrike, and a tzivui from HaKetorah, and all different tzivuim under it. Okay? So what happens is, but the mitzvah kolelis is only a heira. Okay? So it could be that, and the Rambam doesn't even talk about it, like a double portion. If the Bir Eches HaMaisa, the Chalokim, are Tzivuyim, so then the Horah Kolelis is also a Tzivuy. And all you count is Horah Kolelis. Okay? Here, it's Vanafrechu. Here, the Tzivuy Kolelis is a Tzivuy. But each one of the things subsumed under the tzivui is a ra. So the question is, can you split up this tzivui, this tzivui, because there are various parshas which have a ra, and make them all into various tzivui matera. And that's the Rambam's telling over here, you can do that. And you would never have known that's what he's trying to do. Okay, that this is Kolelis. That's an amazing thing. Okay. But the truth is, if you want to be honest, okay, you see what I'm doing? You see what I just did over here? You got it, right? Okay. But if you want to be honest, it's only a partial answer. Okay? Because if this is necessary, then it's a disaster. Okay. So I ask you a question. This is good in all the mitzvahs which are dinei knosos. Okay? But if I ask you about shoy mechinum or shoy mesoch or shoy, that's a knas? Okay? If I ask you about the Din Mekhomenka? Is that a knas? Okay. And even if it is a knas, but if the knas is kash, is not kasha also ken yosa loy, if it's not an erich of the pegiya, it also doesn't go into this. See, even the mitzvah saseh of Ganav, the Din Ganav, which includes in it Boba Machteres, and Kefel. Okay. Which is very strange, I'll tell you something else. Because Knas, the whole discussion of Kasi Osa Keni Osa Loik Fierach HaPgiyah, it don't make sense. Because the definition of Knas is either Yese or Poches. And here he's using it as the same. Okay, that's not really interesting, okay? That's only a partial thing. Okay, that's an interesting point. But, you know, I would ask the Rambam Monashoch, if you need the Shtikl Teira and the Mitzvah Kolelis and Kilu, it's the opposite of Sherish Yudbeis, then L'chei you should only limit in Minyan HaMitzvahs those mitzvahs which L'maisa have the Tzivah Kolelis. Okay, but he doesn't do that. So it means that the din and the hurrah of Shiran is enough. So if it's enough, so we didn't need the whole discussion for over here.
What do we say that he's talking about other mitzvahs over here in Reish Lamed?
No, he's talking about all the mitzvahs that include the Dini Knossos, the other ones.
Other mitzvahs that he counts?
Yeah, I assume so. For example, one second. Let's see. Let me ask you a question. Let's start slowly, okay? Let's see where Shnabel's left. Okay, Shor and Bor and Goynev, right? Right? And in Resh Mem Aleph is Havor, right? He says say Esh, okay? So if Resh Lamed Zayin is Din Ashor, okay? So what's Resh Mem? What's Resh Mem? Hello?
What does that have any bearing on it?
What is the mitzvah? Haver. What mitzvah is it? I mean, it's the beginning of Baba Kama, right? So what's he talking about? Because if he's Mechalik and Shor, it doesn't make any sense, because he couldn't call the mitzvah Shor. So what must it be? What? Odma Mazik, right? Okay. So what does Odma Mazik mean? Any case of Odma Mazik, correct? But not Chivu, correct? See, isn't that go under the general rule of Kashi Oselo, Kei Oseloi? Okay? So that's your answer to the question. Okay? Correct? It's not what it has to do. That's the answer to the question, correct? So he's trying, I think, to answer some of this, okay? All the Dine Knus, that's what he says, Odom. And then he even goes further, because it's more than that. Hello? If you look carefully what he says, it's even more than that. Because look what he says. Dine Knus is Omru Yis'ale HaKavona B'zeh Shalichim M'moinai Masha Pegeh Boi Kedei Pegeh B'chaveire. He says, V'chein Im Ezika HaBeheime Esa Odom. So what's that? O Esa Beheime. So Shor also can go under this. Okay? But here it becomes very, very murky, okay? Because in certain cases, the same thing in heaven, Odom also some case. Sometimes if Odom is a mazik, it's not necessarily Knossos. Only Knossos is when Shor Nagachu, when it did different, when it's Chatzika, you know, it depends. It's, with my mashalim chatzinezik, you know, you can go through all the different mazikim, whether it's kefi mashehezik or not, correct? But l'chere, he's referring to something like this over here, correct? That's what he's trying to do, because he goes out of his way kashi also king also loy, even if it's a behema. That's what he's saying pshat, okay? And he's trying to say that this includes everything. So l'chere is trying to explain something, but I don't get it. If the explanation is necessary, it's only a partial explanation. I think it's a good question, L'chayr. Correct? But I don't know. See, ask me questions. So what's the answer? So I tell you the following. If I didn't ask you this question, this would have been like water off the duck's back. You wouldn't even know what the Rambam was wanted over here, correct? Okay? And the Rav always used to say it's better to have a good question and just that, and it helps you understand. I think this helps you understand what's going on here. Okay? So now we're okay? Okay. So even this is Shirana. This is very clearly. This, right? This is very clearly. These are mitzvahs. Okay? So it means when the Torah says the din shor, it means that bezdin is mechuyi to be done with the din shor. Okay? Correct? I don't know. The truth is, you see, the reason why he's introducing Bezdin and Smuchim, because when it's Knossos, you require Bezdin and Smuchim. Okay? Well, it's not. L'chei can be done. See, I didn't even know. You see, I'll be frank with you. I mean, maybe I'm just missing it. Okay? If I do something to someone, I'm a vayish someone, okay? Is there din b'dei shamayim when there's no bezin smuchim to pay him the knas? For example, if one cotton shehizik, okay? He pays shiagdil. Look, are you talking about where it's a maisa hezik and there's a hefsin moment in Shalom Yisrael? Okay? So Lachere is the dinik knas, he required the bezin, and the bezin is the mitzvah. Well, the other did, didn't shoyel, I don't know, lodun, I don't know if it's lodun, or could be, if as a shoyel, could be mochiv to pay according to, but I'm not sure exactly what the dinim are, okay? But the Ram has to introduce bezin, and not bezin, we don't know, when it's not bezin, it could be didn't shoyel, you have to be done. I lend you something, and it breaks. And it's not derech malachta. So it could be from the din sheila, you have to pay me. Without a bezdin, correct? And that could be the mitzvah, okay? So it means, lodim b'din me'elu, it's chal mitzvah, okay? Even though it says a din, it's din this, din stavino b'din, the din is that we should do according to these mitzvahs, okay? Do according to these dinim, okay? That's Beseda. This is all very nice, okay? This is nice, no? So, the truth is, if you look at Tzadi Vov until Kuf Ches, when you talk about dini tumais, it becomes a little more confusing. But the most important thing is, look at the Asogis of the Ramban and Tzadi Vov, and look in the Minyan HaMitzvahs at the end of the Mitzvah Shochach, and at the end, you'll see something interesting. I'll show it to you. Okay. Open up, it's after the Loisa says, and after all the Loisa says Shocharav, he goes like this. Beato, it's on Tof Yud Beis in Frankl's Rambam. In Tovin, Kol Ma Shekosavnu B'dinei Mitzvah Saseh, Tire Shesalaknu Michashboneinu Shalarav Mitzvah Hei, Mitzvah Hei. Okay, that's Mitzvah Tefillah. Okay, we'll see. But look at this. Zayin Pei Hei, Mitzvah Sadi Hei. What's Sadi Hei? What's Sadi Hei? You have it? See, Sadi Hei is not so important. Sadi Vov is going to be important. What's Sadi Hei? Hafor is the dome. Okay, Beseda. See, so knocked out Hafor is the dome. Okay, whatever it is, Beseda. But he knocks out from Sadi Hei at Kuf Ches. You Dalid, and could be the word, okay, I don't know what Sadi has to do. Kuf ad kuf ches, yudalid dine atumois. He knocks out all dine atumois, all 14 of them, okay? And then he goes out, what's the last mitzvah he knocks out? Reish chav zayin, reish chav ches, and reish chav tes, okay? So you understand what Rabbi Yisai? Reish Lamed Hey until the end, which everyone is dinim except for Reidev, okay, so the Ramban doesn't knock them out. Correct? Is that correct or incorrect? So it means the Ramban, we could agree with the Rambam that all these mitzvahs are to be done with this thing, or the Ramban is going to accept that the Yon HaTorah is also enough, whichever way you like it, okay? Okay, but the Ramban knocks out all the Dini Tumah, okay? So if you're going to say the Ramban agrees with Yon HaTorah, so the question is, why is he knocking out Dini Tumah? And the Rav, really, the Rav used to say that father introduced in Yon HaTorah not to take care of Mitzvah Aleph, but to take care of Dine Tuma. Okay, but whatever it is, the mitzvah at the end, which is very strange, when it comes to Tzadi Hei, all the Dine Tzadi Vav, Tzadi Zayin, Tzadi Ches, Tzadi Tes, the Ram says Alma in Dine Tuma. So I would have said that Dine Tuma should have been Shirano, and the din of Shor and the din of Eish and the din of Shoyel and all these different dinim, I could have imagined they should be Alma, okay? But the Ram does nafich bo, which I don't understand, okay? But at least I was supposed to speak to the Arabic guy to see if he wasn't available. So I'm guessing again tomorrow. You know, I asked about this. He just, the Ram is nafich bo. When it comes to all these mitzvahs at the end, Shirana. And when it comes to Sadi Hey, it's Alma. Okay? I can't say I understand it, okay? You understand, you're a better man than me, okay? But at least I'm pointing out to you. I don't think anyone pointed this out, okay? So Shaili is, what's the mitzvah? The Ramban knocks it out. He says, no mitzvah, it's the Chumashus. So the Ramban counts in Yonah Atera, there's nothing to talk about, correct? So the Ramban in Yisnan in Yonah Atera says to say that the mitzvah of Shoyel and all these mitzvahs are chiyuvim, correct? Chiyuvim of tzivuv what? So it means to do something, correct? So London, whatever. So Ramban is okay over here. The problem is comes with tumah, correct? So lachiri, as you would have said, Ramban doesn't count in Yonah Teira, and the Ram counts in Yonah Teira. And Shalom Yisrael. And that's what's going on over here. Okay. And that's the Chayra, what the Rabbis say, names of father, okay? How that works with Sherish Ches, and how that works at the beginning of Sherish Tes, is beyond me, okay? Oh, but that's what they said. They said that. And they were happy with it, okay? But I ask you a different question. Even if you forget about Sherish Ches and Sherish Tes, so if it's in Yonah Atera, this is a simple question. Not to, why does the Ram have to tell Alma in each one of them? What's the tzivu over here? Hatzivu shnitz tavino. That's the way he opens up every single one of them. Which the chera is zany. It's just counterproductive because he's trying to set up a new type of mitzvah. And he says, and he does this the opposite. So the chera, I would have told you that even though this could have been Shirana, the Ram is Alma in order to tell you, no, it's not something new over here. Just the opposite. Okay. Then I ask you something. If in Yonah Atera or not, you know, let's just get started. Maybe we'll finish off. I just want to get you started. I want to get you to think about it. It's even better. I shouldn't even finish. Give you something to think about for the whole week, okay? Let me just ask you a question. The Rambam over here is so verbose in Sadi Vav. If you're ready to count in Yonah Atera, okay, do you have to have a long-winded explanation? The Chmitza say Andresh, okay? See, besides that, you could have asked a different kasha. Because I told you that the Ram, it says, by mitzvah say, the Kenei called Eva ve'Eva, okay? It means Asebi. So I told you the Derech Drush is that called Eva ve'Eva, Asebi mitzvah. But if the mitzvah is not an Asei, the whole Drush doesn't make any sense, correct? Why is the Ram so verbose over here if all he's trying to do is telling you that in Yonah Atera or not? Let's read it. Let's just read it. Hatzivui shenitztavinu liyois hanevela metamo. And you have no clue of what liyois hanevela metamo. Okay, Beseder. You know what's amazing over here? Okay. Let me just ask you a question. There are two parsha in the Torah. There's a parsha of Nivlas Behema, okay, Nilas Behema with Behema Tmei, whatever it is, okay, and Chayat Tmei, and Behema, and Chay, and Oif, of Eno Shochut Nevela, okay, there's also Parsha from Nivlas Oif Tol, okay, and Nivlas Oif Tomei, it's Tachnat Matame, right? Otot, right? So if I were to ask you, how many mitzvahs should it be, Minyan mitzvahs? And Nivlas Oif Tomei, Nivlas Oif Tol, it's Tachmatama Beis Abliya, it's Tachanu Tuma. Whatever that tumor is, we can talk about it, but it's really not all the purview of how it works, okay? We can discuss it. It's not negate anything now, okay? So I ask you, how many mitzvahs should it be? There's the chamitzah ram shechazera. There's a mitzvah from Zovo. There's a mitzvah from Zav. A mitzvah from Metzera. Metzera from Odom. Metzera from Begodim. Metzera from Batim. There's the sheretz. Right? So I ask you a question. Nivla behema, Nivla's behema, and Nivla's oif. How many mitzvahs should it be? Hello? Two. The Ram, it's one. No discussion and no explanation about it. And if you open up Hilchos Avos HaTumos, okay, he has Perek Aleph and Beis Nivlas Behema, and Perek Gimel is Nivlas Oif. No problems. Okay, good. Just telling you that you might not have noticed that. And if you did notice it, I apologize for wasting your time. Okay? Nitzavinu Lios Nevela Metamo. Umitzazu Kolelis Tumas Nevela V'chol Dineho. So I would have said Tumas Nevela Behema and Oif. No. Tumas Nevela V'chol Dineho. Okay. You know, like Ki'ilu, in the footnote over here, he points out the first three prokim and all of a sudden Tumas deals with it, but doesn't point out this amazing thing. V'hinini ato maski agdomo. This needs an explanation, okay? And this is the introduction to the discussion of my explanation. What's the explanation? Ashiroi shetaskireno b'choma sheizocha l'kam mina tumas. You need this hakdoma to understand every single mitzvah. Look, the Rambam is an apology over here. And it's not poshit that these are mitzvahs. And he has to apologize, correct? V'hu shezesh onomoinim kol min u'min minatumos mitzvah saseh. Each min of tumas mitzvah saseh. And all the tumas nevela is one min, okay? Each min is a mitzvah say. And the question is, why do I do that? He's bothered by something, correct? Ein inyono shono chayov litame betumazu. The chamitzvah is the chatzivui. So maybe taki the mitzvah should be litame. If it's inyone atera, you don't have to have an apology and it's not that, correct? Vigam. So I didn't know if he has the option of an isase. If it's an isa, it has to be a la'anas hola. Correct? Elze shatera omru ki hanogeb minze nitmo. That which the tera, which is that's an arsha'a, the tera said it. That's who uses a similar word, but that's the word because he's interpreting with tera over here. That's al shura. Okay, that's the Torah. He's just teaching the word Torah. El zesh ha Torah omro ki anogei b'min ze nitmo o shidov ze metame b'oifun kach l'mi shenoga boy he misses us say. Okay. Kloima hadin hazeh shenetavino boy hu mitzvah. Okay, so you don't know what the heck is he talking about. And then he says, who shono oimim shono gei b'kach b'yoifun kach nitmo umi shono oimim, it's a mitzvah samira. We have to say it, who are the we? V'mi shohoye mematzav kach lo nitmo v'histamois atzmo tovashim shus. And that's what he quotes the Teres Kohanim for. And then he goes on, that's not enough. He says, V'amitzvah, and then more of an explanation, Hu hadin asher tzavinu bedinim eilu v'noiv v'nema alonu ki mi shenoga b'zeh nitmo v'nasa tomei. V'chayiv ma shechayov matmeim lotzeis v'chutz l'machne shechina ושלו יאכל קדש, ושלו ייגע בוי, וכייצא בכך. What's his mama שבובה מייסס? What's he telling us this for? וזהו הציווי! וזהו הציווי. And that's what he says, Alma. So the Rambam is just good for the whole discussion over here, is trying to say you shouldn't say, like a major salvechik, l'chere. Oh, no, Zokta, no. Okay, we'll go to Mario now. Beseda? And we'll pick this up next week. This is the wet yap at night. Okay, you should close it.